IsraelSin.com.
We're speaking from downtown Jerusalem, literally downtown. For those of you who know Jerusalem, we're on Rehov Hillel, parallel to Rehov Ben Yehuda. I'm speaking to a man who directs a web service that I recommend very, very highly, and I would like him to tell you about it, and I think you'll then understand why it is that I recommend it. David?
Thank you, Yoram. I'm David Brin. I'm the editorial director of Israel 21C, which stands for Israel in the 21st Century. It's a nonprofit organization based in California, and basically our mandate is to show Americans and anyone else who's interested the Israel that exists beyond the conflict, the Israel of the 21st century, an Israel of medical, scientific, technological, health, and cultural achievements that are adding value to American life on a daily basis. This is one aspect of Israel that is woefully underplayed in the world and American press. And we, our web operation, Israel21c.org, we research and write stories on a daily basis that show Israeli advancements in the fields, these fields, and how they make Americans live safer, better, more efficient, healthier lives. We have a staff of 3 or 4 people here. We have a freelance staff of about 30 people that scour the country looking for stories like that in the high-tech incubators, in the universities, hospitals, private startup companies. And we put them on our site. We have a free weekly newsletter that goes out to thousands of Americans that with these stories. The best stories we sort of keep aside for a little while, and we have a media operation in the United States whereby we write press releases and pitch them to the health editors, the tech editors, the culture editors of major American publications and media like Time, Fox, CNN, and we try to cooperate with them to get these stories into the media. And over the last 3.5 years, we've managed to place over 3,000 stories that show positive images of Israel that wouldn't be there if we hadn't taken the time and effort to try to pitch them. And these cumulative effect of this is helping to create a new brand image for Israel. Because since Israel's inception, basically, Israel's been defined by the conflict. 98% of what is written about Israel in the world media is about the conflict. And 98% of what we pro-Israel advocates and supporters of Israel talk about Israel is usually related to the conflict, because we have to defend Israel, we have to be proactive, and we have to state its case. At the same time, by doing that, we're ignoring a huge amount of great good that Israel is doing in a huge side of Israel that is not known. Even today, in the middle of the war, while 1/3 of the country is under siege from Katyusha rockets, 2/3 of the country are living normal lives, going to the beach, going to the malls, and more importantly, still going to work in the high-tech centers, in the university research centers, the hospitals, researching and developing these new technologies that are going to be saving lives tomorrow. So that's the side of Israel that we're focusing on and trying to put forth to the American public.
Would you share with us a story or two that were particularly striking to you personally?
Actually, one story which I found to be amazing is it goes back actually 3 years when Christopher Reeve, the Superman, the late Christopher Reeve, came to Israel to visit and to learn about developments in Israeli stem cell technology. We were involved in that trip, and we brought him to a company called ProNeuron, which is based in Nes Ciona. And the technology of the company is based on research by Professor Michal Schwartz from the Weizmann Institute. And basically what it does is someone suffering from an injury like Christopher Reeve, a spinal cord injury, they have developed a therapy whereby within the first, I believe, 5 days of the injury, they inject cells taken from somewhere else in the patient's body, and it helps regenerate the tissue that's been damaged. And they've been conducting clinical trials the last 2 or 3 years, and they have actually have helped people regain regain feeling and movement in their limbs from the same injury that Christopher Reeve had. And I remember him saying that, you know, I never knew something like this existed. If only it had existed when I had my injury, maybe I could be walking today. Another story which we've been working on quite a bit is through the Paris Center for Peace. They run a program called the Twinned Soccer Program, which takes Jewish Israeli kids and Palestinian Arab kids and brings them out to a soccer field and mixes the groups up so they're not playing against each other but playing with each other, and teaches them about fair conduct, teaches them about each other, and working together. and basically exposes one side to the other. We've worked with them, and we've gotten stories on ESPN about them. And it's also a story that shows that coexistence is possible despite all the difficulties.
About the science field, one of the areas that's very critical today, I'm sure you know, is the area of energy creation. You've had several stories of those. Do you remember some of them and what they're about?
We're actually in the middle of doing a series of stories about alternative energy, what Israel is doing in that field, because Prime Minister Olmert said in his address in Washington a couple months ago, this is like one of the major fields that Israel and the United States are cooperating in. And according to polls, it's one of the most pressing issues that Americans face, the rising cost of gas and fuel. Israel is involved in a number of different projects regarding solar energy down in Ben-Gurion University. The Technion in Haifa is working on hydrogen fuel cells for cars, so they don't have to run on gasoline anymore. There's a company up in Misgav, which is working on using waste from olive pits to generate energy. So in all these different aspects, you know, Israel is, if not, I wouldn't say we're leading the world, but we're among the world leaders in developing new sources of alternative energy.
What are some of the ways that you think this site can be used? Do you have any recommendations on that level?
Yes, I think the site can be used by any supporter of Israel in their home community, basically as a Hasbara tool. You know, oftentimes it's very difficult to go head-to-head against a pro-Palestinian supporter because both sides have arguments and it comes to a stalemate. But if you can throw in some facts or change the argument around by saying, for instance, that yes, we acknowledge there's a problem, you know, that Palestinians are suffering, but did you know that at Sheba Hospital in Tel Aviv, that there's a free program where Palestinian children are receiving cochlear implants, Palestinian children who are born deaf are receiving free cochlear transplants and implants to help them hear. At the same time, there's research going on at different universities as far as Israeli Arab genes, because in a lot of communities there's a lot of mental retardation, and they discovered a gene that is causing that, and they're working together in the communities to try to stem that. Another way that it can be used is just using our stories. For instance, if you know any contacts at local newspapers that cover certain fields, that cover like technology or say cell phone technology, you can go into our archives, find stories about Israeli cell phone technology that are being used in America, and call up or email the reporter and saying, did you know about this story? You might want to do it. Just like that, be Israel's PR agent by finding something that interests you and finding someone that is interested by that story and pitching it to them.
You mentioned at the beginning that you were part of something that was larger, that was more varied. Could you tell us about some of the other endeavors?
Well, just as we try to bring the story to reporters in various ways, we've also have been bringing reporters to the story. We've brought over different groups of American reporters together with a number of other organizations, as well as the Israeli Foreign Ministry. We brought a group of freelance science and technology reporters 2 years ago, and they went to all the different universities and research centers and incubator programs and came away with a plethora of story ideas, which they then pitched to places like Forbes and Popular Science, also showing Israel in a positive light. Just last month, we brought over a group of 10 editors of youth-oriented magazines based in New York, magazines that write about hip-hop and windsurfing and skateboarding, and they went on a tour of Israeli nightlife and culture. They stayed up all night at Tel Aviv nightclubs. They met the top film directors and musicians, the best restaurants. They went had a tour of the fashion capital in Tel Aviv. And again, they went back. They said that we never knew Israel was like this. We're going back to write stories to tell our readership, who are 18 to 25-year-old kids, who basically their only impression of Israel is a burnt-out bus, because they came of age in the last 5 years when that's all American media was reporting about. So for a 20-year-old American to read, who's into hip-hop, to read about Hadag Nachash and to see, oh, I didn't know Israel had hip-hop, I didn't know it was such a cool place, it also just creates a different impression of Israel. So basically we're working with in various ways to give the media the story about Israel.
This should have gone at the beginning, but how did all this come about? I mean, are you the initiator here, or did you come on board, as they say?
No, I'm not the initiator. We were founded 4.5 years ago, basically at the beginning of the Second Intifada in Silicon Valley in California by two successful high-tech entrepreneurs, one named Zvi Alon, who is an Israeli, and one named Eric Ben-Hamu. They are both great supporters of Israel. They were dismayed at what they were seeing on television, at the coverage of what was happening in Israel, which was accurate, but they said, we know there's more to Israel than this, and they decided to do something about it. So being from Silicon Valley, they started a website. What else can you do? And the idea is basically the same, to show the 21st century Israel to people. For the first 6 months, it was run out of their Los Angeles offices until the executive vice president decided that if we're writing about Israel, we need to be in Israel. So I've been in Israel for 20 years. I was have been a journalist for 15 of them. And I was recruited from by Israel 21C to leave my job at the Jerusalem Post and start the Israel office of 21C, which was at the end of 2002. And so we've been basically putting out the newsletter and working with the media for 3.5 years now. Well, actually, we do. We even before the current war in Lebanon, we have started a blog, a sister site called Israeliti, which is israeliti.com, in which case we have everyday Israelis that write in English writing about everyday life in Israel. And now with the war going on, we have people in bomb shelters and bunkers writing about their everyday life. And that's like a big community that we're trying to expand and basically show, bring Israel into people's living rooms in that way, bypassing the media in a way and creating this new different media. At the same time, we're conducting a lot of sessions around the United States that are trying to raise awareness about this new branding strategy that we have about Israel, about creating a new brand image for Israel, and getting American Jewish leaders involved in that aspect of, maybe don't focus on 98% of what you're saying about the conflict, maybe only 70%, and maybe try to get 30% talking about Israeli achievements and other aspects. So we've been conducting sessions. We had one in Los Angeles. We have another one in San Francisco coming up in September, and we'll be going around the country doing that. At the same time, with the government, there's going to be a branding summit in, I believe, in late August, early September, in which a lot of different ministries, a lot of public relations and advertising officials from Israel are going to get together to discuss this idea of a new brand image for Israel and how to best to market it. Because just as when we think of Switzerland and think of Swiss cheese or Swiss clocks or Italy and think of pizza and great food, we have to try to create a new image for Israel that when people think of Israel, they don't just think of history and religion, but also think of intel and scientific developments. So that's our future goals.
Wonderful. Our listeners who want to log on to our link site will find a link to Israel 21C, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it, and I thank you very much, David. Thank you.